discussion, allow us to grow closer as a group, and nurture the bonds of community. Fill us with grace as we make decisions that affect the students, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends of SCF. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Prouty, do we have any public comment?
We do not, sir.
Hearing that we have no public comment, we can move to the next agenda on the item, and the next agenda on the item. Next item on the agenda is the President's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a few things to bring to your attention. The first is I'd like to recognize and thank our basketball coach and the basketball team for hosting two All-Star games featuring our local men and women from our high schools. So if you're interested and you'd like to come participate, that would be at 7:30 on April 6th. So it's part of our trying to outreach and bring young people onto our campus and to know us, to love us.
What time?
Campaign. It's April 6th at 7:30 p.m. is the boys, and the girls game starts at 6 p.m. Also, as you will probably hear later, our Evening Under the Stars, A big fundraiser is on April 15th, Tax Day. You can't forget it. Our theme this year is What a Night. So it's all songs with the word night in it. So this is quite a repertoire. And then we have a lot of activities coming up. You'll get more information from Susan, but everything from our collegiate school graduation on May 4th through everything that's happening on May 5th, which is another collegiate school, a pinning, a walkthrough ceremony, and two regular commencement ceremonies. We're not asking you to meet all of them. We're just letting you know when they are, and we'd like you to join us for one of the regular commencement activities. That's my report right now. I'd like to turn it over to Julie Jakeway for the annual financial report. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Good evening. I've got a few slides to share our financial position with you for the year that ended June 30, 2022. Starting with highlights, we have increased our year-end balance by about 4%, or $4.8 million, going from 116.5 to 121.3. Of that, $96 million or thereabouts is capital assets. $22.6 is restricted funds, including scholarships and committed dollars for capital items. And unrestricted funds, we have about $2.8 million at the end of the year. Net position increase overall, beginning of the year to end of year, was $4.8 million. And just so you know what the different fund balances look like, Fund 1, which is tuition, state appropriations, has about $19 million in it. Those are, that increased about $5 million, which was a cash increase. Fund 2, restricted, went up slightly. Auxiliary is down just a smidge, but if you recall, we've approved using some of those funds for portables for the Venice Collegiate School. So that's what you see there. Scholars is just year-end balancing. Unexpended plant fund, we have about $18 million that is committed to projects that we're working on right now. And the value of our buildings at the end of this year, at the end of last year, was about $96 million. The difference is depreciation.
Julie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, real quick, does our large increase there in unrestricted funds impact in any way funding we could be getting from the legislature?
No, this is mostly money from HERF, from
it's
lost revenue,
HERF.
And
okay. Thank you.
Other plant funds. The last thing I'd like to share with you, which we talked about a little bit last year, is a consolidated financial index, which is one of the ways that colleges and universities measure their fiscal health. It's included in a score of 10, a primary reserve ratio, net operating ratio, return on net assets, are we better off this year than last, and viability, can we repair debt. And you'll see that the college is 7.39 for the year ending 22, and with a score of 3 as minimum financial health. The rest of the years don't reflect necessarily that cash that you see there, but we're in really good, really good financial shape. What questions?
Julie, can you go back to that first or second slide? Right there. Yeah, right there.
All right.
Help me understand the negative net unrestricted funds for the previous year.
Okay. About 3 years ago, we began using a new government accounting standards board rule 75, where you have to post the value to your books of the state's underfunded pension plan.
Okay.
So that's what made it look like a number. And then the actuaries adjusted every year, and they adjusted it hugely this year, and so it made it look like it's positive. But, in general, that doesn't affect our health. If I were in the state of Illinois, I'd be paying more attention to that.
Right. Yeah.
We'll move on to the approval for non-financial consent agenda items. We've received the board report package in mail, so you should be able to have time to review it. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move.
Second.
Ryan and Rod. Okay. So I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, I'll entertain a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? That motion carries. Now we'll entertain a motion for the approval of the financial consent agenda items. So, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Michael, Ron, was that a second?
Yes, sir.
So I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? That motion carries. As usual, we've been provided our Exhibit K, the project list, so unless there's questions, we normally don't go over it and won't have any discussion on projects this evening. And I will recognize Mr. Prouty to walk us through the procurement rule that we're going to discuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a proposed revision to the college's procurement rule. It reflects a recommendation made by the Board of Trustees, and it's consistent with state rule that which provides recommendation for awards not exceeding the Category 5 threshold as specified in Section 287.017 Florida statutes may be approved or rejected by the President or designee. If such authority is delegated in policy adopted by the Board of Trustees, so that's what we're accomplishing today, is having the board adopt policy consistent with the state rule. Now, the Category 5 threshold is $325. It's used statewide. $325,000. Thank you, Madam President. It's a number, man. I'm a word guy. Anyway, a wide majority of the state colleges use Category 5 for their procurement pools.
Thank you. So public notice has been given for the following rule for final action, Exhibit L, procurement. The public hearing is now open. Are there any public comments? Seeing there's no public comments, the public hearing is now closed, and Exhibit L is ready for final action by the Board of Trustees. Is there any board discussion?
The last time we did it was in 2013, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Seems like a good time to update.
Any further discussions? Discussions being heard, having been heard, the chair will accept a motion on Exhibit L procurement. I'd like to move approval. I got Rod as an approval, and Brian as a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? That motion carries. We're moving on to number 10, President Goals.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we included these in your packet. First, I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time to talk to me about the goals, and then we've taken your feedback into consideration and made a couple of changes from when we first spoke. We added the dual enrollment goal as part of the goals. Before, we had it as a potential alternative, but there did seem to be a lot of interest in really focusing on that initiative, so we did add it as an additional goal under the regular goals. We were also asked to retake another look at the South County application enrollment goal and look if we could, to see if we could increase that number from what we had in there previously. So we met with the team and decided that, yeah, we could put a bigger number on that, but we're going to drop it down and make it more of a stretch goal now. Since we don't have as clear a path of getting there as we might have had previously, we still think it's worth pursuing. So those were the only changes, so I'm asking for your approval for these goals so we can begin thinking about it for the next year.
I have a motion to accept the President's goals as presented.
Second.
Mark and Taylor as first and second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The goals carry. Wow. Is there any old business?
Well, I'm crazy
at the show.
She's on her way, actually. She was behind me somewhere.
Yeah, I just told her.
Hearing no old business, is there any new business? Mary Taylor, you want to start with board comments?
I wish the best for evening under the stars. Unfortunately, I can't be there, but I know last year it was an amazing event, so I'm sure it will be again. And thank you guys all for being here.
Just curious on the, because I got your message, and just curious, what was the back story like from a college perspective? Was there a lot of phone calls and disarray?
Not really. No, I mean, actually, fairly distributed with those saying yay and those saying yay.
Were we expecting to see people today?
Yes.
Really?
I would have liked
it. Yeah, I like it too. Hold up the plug on, nobody's here. I'm like, this is
good. You say, is next month going to be really long meeting, so make up for this month?
We're getting close to budget.
The big long ones are May and June.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We're getting close.
Good call.
I will say, Thursday and Friday, no, I apologize, correctly. Friday, Saturday, State College of Florida will be hosting the Florida State Junior College Beach Volleyball Championships here in East Manatee at the UMR Complex. So we're thrilled to be the host. We've been working with the chairman of the Community College Association, so I think they're excited, we're excited. So we're looking to put on a really good event and make SCF proud. Hopefully we can be the host for a lot of many years. So we're going to welcome some junior colleges down here for anything. So you should be a part of that.
Two things. One, kind of on a numbers standpoint, and I think, well, I know Julie understands this, but for everybody in the room, because those that are employed, the pension is important. For those trustees that have a fiduciary responsibility, the pension is important. But sometimes, I think to a person that's not in that world, a non-funded liability sounds really, really bad. Like, well, why don't we have it funded? But in a going concern, a business that's going along, a government that's going along, a school that plans to be here in perpetuity, the actuaries will tell you, you don't need to be 100% funded because you are continuing to move along. If you are the city of Palmetto and you say, hey, you know what, we're going to shut down and farm out our police to the county, so we're going to shut down our police force and shut down our pension plan, you need it to be 100% funded. That's when you need it to be 100% funded. But the state of Florida is very healthy in that regard. That's the message to you all. Illinois, not so much. In Jersey, that my brother-in-law gets his retirement, is like number 49 on the list, you know? So anyway, so I just wanted to add that. On the foundation standpoint, of course, Cassandra and the team continue to do a bang-up job. For the first ending in March, Friday, the budget is $1.25 million raised, and they're at 1.8, so they're almost 600,000 over budget, and about 215,000 over the same time last year. Very good. Very good. All in to push the mission of the college. And then as Dr. P talked about, Evening Under the Stars is coming up April 15th. So it sounds like it's going to be a great time. I know we'll be there. So you still can get tickets if you don't have one. So talk to the foundation. And so hopefully it will be a great night. Are you going to be there?
I am.
Excellent.
I don't think I've missed one in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
One of my favorite events. I've told everyone that.
It really is. I know. I still have Evening Under the Stars Turbis tumblers. It had to have come from like a polo ground or something.
Oh, yeah.
They're in our
kitchen. That's where it used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
That was before I even came here.
Yeti? What, Yeti?
Well,
that would be really nice.
I'd love to
go there. Turbis.
He didn't win that raffle. I'm sorry.
That was it. Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Ms. Thompson?
I don't really have anything. I thought our meeting was super quick here. I'm going to spend more time on the road than in this meeting by a long shot. But, you know, just a couple of things. The president's goals, I think those are a lot of good, strong goals, and those are important to have. And even just the rule change, I know it's just a rule change, but it's going to make some people's lives a lot better and easier and more efficient, and that's good for all of us. So they were quick approvals, but they're also important.
Couple things. One, I want to commend Julia on this financial audit. If I remember last year, I had some problems in reading it, and et cetera, et cetera. And she made some serious changes to it, and I really appreciate it. It's very easy for me to pick it apart, and I spent a lot of hours on this, as a matter of fact. On that note, I was reading this summary of significant accounting policies. The Board of Trustees is under the general direction and control of the Florida Department of Education, Division of Florida College. General direction I can handle. What does control mean? What kind of control do they have over us?
Well, that's a fine question. I think that is actually a template, if I'm not mistaken, Julie, that's provided to us by the state auditors. So I will post that question to them.
The control would be, they want the financials to look a certain way?
Yes.
Okay.
We're responsible, the board is responsible to ship them all this information.
Right.
Is that it?
Okay. As long as they don't have control over what we do as a board, right? Except how to put together financials. That's all I was asking. Secondly, and I hope, we had to cancel that baseball game. A lack of interest in a president who had an illness. I didn't know if anybody wanted to reschedule it. Trustees night at the ballpark. I went to the basketball night at the ballpark. That was really a lot of fun. It was good to see the kids out there playing, and et cetera. So I highly recommend that we all get together and do that. We have about 3 games, I think, the week of the 11th in April. I don't know if anybody wants to join at that time, but I think that was Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, I think. Anyway, I just think it'd be a good idea. We all showed up and you know, we're together and maybe even talk to coaches and that sort of thing. I thought it was a real good thing to do with the basketball team. So, anyway, that's it. Last thing, and I hope you all agree with what I did, I asked Carol if she wouldn't mind thinking out of the box and looking at where she wanted us to be in, let's say, 10 years. Where she wanted to drive us. Just so we had an overall goal of where we wanted to be as a college down the road, where she envisioned us being. even if we can't reach it, I think it'd be a good idea to have a goal that we are all trying to get to. I think it'd have to be two ways, you know. One would be the educational aspect of it. You know, I want to have this program, I want to have that baccalaureate program added, or whatever the case may be. And then the other would be on capital assets, where you want to be in capital assets. I would just like to know, and thinking to her head, where she thinks we ought to go, and where she'd like to see us go. So anyway, I asked her, and I think she's going to do it. I hope she does, but I just think it'd be good for us to have that out there. That's all I have.
I have one comment. A lot goes into those goals from the whole staff up to Carol, so I want to commend not just Carol for and her senior staff for putting them together, but for everyone that puts energy into making sure that we are moving forward as a college. So make sure the staff knows that, you know, I truly appreciate them for that extra effort.
Thank you. I just wanted to respond to Trustee Goodson. Thank you. I thought it was a great idea. I've already talked to the senior administration, and we're looking forward to putting together sort of a brainstorming session to be looking into the future, but also taking stock of the past. You know, what transpired in the past that set us up for where we are now, so we can take this leap into the future. So we're looking forward to being able to do that as maybe a mission moment in September or as a separate workshop. So we are working on that. It's a good idea. Also wanted to recognize Taylor, who seems to be at every event. There have been a lot of them in the last couple of weeks, and she's always there, and came with a bunch of students from FSU, so I appreciate your dedication to our students here and elsewhere. Trustee Thompson provided me with some really interesting information about boys and women and statistics related to where women are in different criteria and where the boys are, and I'd like to share that with the board, if I may. It is helping to inform our goals, particularly as we think about our outreach and how we might find ways to very specifically reach out to young men to see if we can't change some of this trajectory that seems to have been building over decades. So it isn't something that's going to change overnight, but certainly something that we should be taking a special interest in. And then we didn't cancel the ball game. The game still played. We just couldn't be there.
Yeah, I think they.
So we will send out those dates again for the games that are left, and if we, you know, if you have an interest in being there. So.
Can I ask one more question? You're getting ready to go into your budget thinking and putting budgets together, right? The criteria which you're going to base that on, are you going to predict fewer students next year or more students next year?
Well, I would say right now we're studying where we were in the fall, where we think we're going to be in the spring, what summer looks like. We have some anomalies. Bradenton enrollment is actually up, which is great, but we are really struggling in Venice, so we haven't really landed on what that number would be at this point. Julie typically puts into the budget something considerably more conservative than what we anticipate we're going to achieve. So they're kind of two different targets that we're aiming at, but we haven't landed on those yet. Right now we're just beginning that thought process.
There's no really indication out there that kids are coming back to school more this coming year.
Well, it is encouraging.
Other pandemics in our rear view there.
I think it's encouraging what we're seeing in Bradenton. I do think the impact in Venice has been bigger than we thought and longer sustaining than we thought it might be. So it's kind of hard to get that indication. We look at the high school enrollment numbers, and their men and women seem to be on par. The numbers look like they're increasing in terms of enrollment, so you know we're enthusiastic about that. how many are college bound and much harder to get. That's something that, you know, Ryan and I have talked about quite a bit on how do we figure out how to get that, and the only way to do that is through the clearinghouse, and it isn't an exact science. So we are trying to, we have much better control of our data now than we've ever had before, but some of the standard things don't work. We were just looking today where our enrollment is relative to unemployment. That was always, or employment as the case may be, that used to be a really good predictor, but all those things kind of deviated from what was our normal ability to predict since COVID. So it's, we're having a more difficult time getting our hands around it with any level of certainty. The good news is when it comes to some of the goals, we've been able with everybody, as you recognize, to really dig down deep and look at these things and see where we think we really can make an impact. So we are bullish and think that one of the goals is that we see an increase in overall enrollment for next year.
One positive spot, if I may, from Venice is we have a wait list for the first time in ninth grade in our collegiate school. So we have more applications than we can serve.
Two full years, Griffin. Ninth and both full.
Ninth grade this year has a wait list. Closer, and so we'll see that in years down the road with enrollment.
Since we've got some time, I would kind of want to look at, you look at those financials every month, and the collegiate school does very well financially on both campuses. I mean, very good. Has there been any thought, or maybe this be part of your goals, long-term goal, to increase that to a high school, or add a grade to it or whatever? I mean, or is that something that we just wouldn't want to get involved with?
We have done some considerable thought about looking at starting a charter school near our parish property. It's not really a collegiate school yet because there's not the college aspect of it there just yet, but there's no reason why it can't start, and then it can, those students can be part of any of the other campuses when they get to the 11th and 12th grade, or maybe by then we will have a campus prepared for them to participate in. So yes, that's one of the things we're looking at as we're looking forward.
Could a charter school transition to a collegiate school the same?
Well, it's really just a name, right?
Really,
because it is a charter.
Yeah, it's the same. It's just we don't have that same logistics
right there
that we have at the other two.
Yeah. All good comments. If I have no other comments, I think motion to adjourn.
I think you have the record.
Yeah, but that's got to be
30 minutes?
So efficient.
For the what?